This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rocky and Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
So we're talking about stuff you hid in your teenage bedroom, where if your folks would have found it, you'd be in deep trouble. I like Stephanie's comment on Facebook. She said, it wasn't me, but it was my brother. He grew pot in his bedroom. He didn't really hide it, though, because my mom didn't know what it was. She kept watering it for him.
Hey, when are the tomatoes going to...
That's so good.
I keep adding water, but no vegetables, nothing.
When do these flower?
I wonder if any of our listeners later became drug smugglers. Because the women, they used to hide stuff in their doll heads. And that's like something you see out of a movie where they always stash the drugs in either the body or the head of a doll.
Michael said, I hid my water bottle bong in the drop ceiling.
There you go.
How different would all of our lives have been if we had drop ceilings in our bedroom? It's just endless possibilities of stuff you could throw up there. I must read you this text. This listener hid a puppy in her room. She said, I had a puppy in there for about 2 weeks. My parents kept telling me no about getting a dog because they said you're never going to take care of it. So after 2 weeks, the puppy was housebroken. They also fell in love with the dog. We had it for over 17 years. She was my best friend ever.
Oh, wow. But how do you keep a puppy quiet for 2 weeks?
That's what I said.
How are you able to? Did you always have music playing in your bedroom?
Yes, you just guessed the answer. They said they had loud music all the time when their parents were home.
Yeah, because our Chihuahua, Gizmo, he never shuts up.
You'd have to find music that almost hit the same pitch as the dog. Like Gizmo's like, ah, ah, and you're like, give it to me, baby. Give it to me, baby. It'd have to like match sort of the bark.
You want to do a follow-up text? What music were you playing?
Yeah, exactly. This one, she said, I can top you all, and she's not kidding. Darlene on Facebook said she was 12 years old. It was during the flood, and her school was a shelter in Wilkes-Barre Township. She was volunteering there, and she noticed that one of the kids was always dirty, and his mom never fed him, and he always had a dirty diaper. So she takes this baby home. And she said, we had 18 flood victims staying at my parents' house, too. So they were helping out. Obviously, a very kind family. She made a little room in the attic and stole clothes and diapers and food and kept this baby there with her to take care of this baby. She said nobody noticed for about 5 days. And then one day at dinner, my father, who was a cop in Wilkes-Barre Township, he was talking about a missing baby and they were trying to track this baby down. So she said, yes, I fessed up. But it did take 5 days for the mother to actually get into action and
find
out where her baby was.
She's 12 years old.
12.
To step into action like that.
Oh, you sweethearted lady.
Thinking of others and this little infant. Wow.
That baby was lucky to have you at that time, Darlene.
Yeah.